The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Tina Marie, you may not know.
Okay, she was Gilligan's Island.
No, that was Tina Louise.
Oh.
Or was it Louise? I don't know. I really don't.
That wasn't as good as the last one. Still pretty good.
Oh, yeah. You sound like a disgruntled customer at a five-course meal.
Yeah. I got to go in now for the show and leave a 3-star review. I didn't like their rejoin. God, they can't do that for us, can they? Don't do it.
On iTunes and stuff.
Oh, no.
And Spotify. I think we're good on there.
Okay, don't troll. Because everybody's already texting bitch and whatnot. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's how they sign their text today.
You stupid bitch.
Yes, sorry. Wood Forest Bank is not owned by Walmart, but they are in Walmart. So when I called it the Walmart Bank, I really pissed somebody off on the text line who called me a bitch.
Yeah, he really did.
But I think they called me a bitch because I called Fat Boy a bitch right before that.
Oh, I liked the bitches.
Bitch exchange.
Yeah, it's a circular or whatever.
Yes. Had enough of the stock exchange? Try the bit exchange. Bitch exchange. Okay, I'm going to get quit now. Triz exchange.
Oh, damn it.
We've got coming up here in about 20 minutes, a brand new Brutally Honest music review.
Ooh.
Yep.
And, and then the voicemail that we have to play later. Uh-huh. I need to give you a good tease for the voicemail. Someone used the FOF line wrong. Someone used it for its unintended purposes.
Yeah. And we'll get a second.
I don't want to overpromise. It's going to be good, though.
But it's open 24/7.
And plus, it shows our reach. Like, wow. You know, we think just because, you know, we're around this area that only people in this area listen. But no.
No. When I check the stats, man, there are a lot of West Coast that pop up, too. Like, Half Moon Bay was there for a little bit.
Half Moon Bay.
Yeah.
That's Portland. My old stomping grounds in high school.
Look at that. We're getting those shout outs, and I guess they find out.
Probably so.
Seattle was up there.
Seattle's nice.
Probably Crater Ron Reich is probably listening every day. We got any Australian numbers?
Oh, we don't do other countries that I can see.
What if Eric Roberts listens now because Paige was in a movie with him? He's like, you know, I picked up this show, and hey, come here, Sister Julia. Listen.
My dream come true.
Somebody like, better catch him.
You know, Eric, good. I like when they bicker back and forth. That's kind of funny.
Hey, Eliza.
So you like tries that? To close a box on her hand. Ha ha ha.
It's like, is this weird? Because this is my favorite scene. Even though you're my sister, let's do the scene anyway.
Which one?
Where Richard Gere closes the little box.
Oh, yeah. Closes the clamshell on her.
It's like, I know I'm your brother, but this is acted out anyway.
Right. You think Meg Ryan's brother does the same to her? Can we go to a restaurant and fake orgasms together?
Oh, that's so creepy.
I'll have what she's having. That's my sister.
You know that was Meathead's mom?
Do you know it was Nolan Ryan's aunt? No, it's not true.
God, made that's that weird you up. Say that. Nolan Ryan came up this weekend.
How?
I was watching a baseball game, and it says, ask your phone who leads the major leagues all time in strikeouts.
Ask your phone, because they assume you're alone.
I was like, I don't have to ask it.
Hi, phone.
It's Nolan freaking Ryan with over 5,000.
I already know.
Yep.
Your phone a bitch?
I didn't pay the bill anyway, so I can't use it.
Ha ha.
Phone's down, I mean.
Your phone is down. Hey, man, email me that. My internet's down right now.
Oh,
I love when people say that.
My internet is down. Okay, so the other thing.
I don't know.
The bits and pieces we were talking about prior to the show. And
I don't know if it came up first from me or if it came up first from you.
Well, I was telling Fat Boy. I can't remember what it was. I have a love-hate relationship with this job so much. I come in here and talk, and then, like, there's breaks, you know.
Like, I did not write down. I wrote something down, but it wasn't anything about that.
Well, it's just this. It's just, again, how it came up, I don't know. But there's like a bunch of protests. And what's funny, I was watching some with Piers Morgan the other night. I used to hate him. I see him now in a different light. Like, he's, you know, I used to say, why do you talk about American politics so much? You're from Britain. Yeah. But, you know, whatever. But I was what, and he had Tim Dillon on there, who I think is freaking incredibly awesome.
He's real controversial.
Well, he's got nothing to lose. I mean, he's like his own guy, his own show, so he just says what he really thinks about stuff, and it's very refreshing. He's not a you know, it's kind of like what Rogan used to be. So anyway, you've got him on there, and he's talking about, you know, people in America think that London is so, you know, crime-ridden and blah, blah, blah. And Tim Dillon's like, well, you know, there were two protests going outside of my hotel this morning. Counter protests are going. And what they're protesting is digital IDs. That right now it's voluntary.
Like a license or whatever, I guess?
Yes, like facial recognition. I mean, your eyes.
Well, that's going on anyway, I think.
Y'all wonder why I've wore sunglasses for years on this damn video.
Who is this, man?
Now you know. But just so they can scan you, but you know, they've been doing it. I can't remember. I mean, I'm sure China has something like this already. I know that Vietnam does, because they just had a big, I think you call it a suturing, where. So they put it, it was mandatory. You had to have a digital ID. So you just go in, no more. I mean, you may have a card, but you just, everywhere you go, government, bills, drivers, everything, it's just your eye.
Just for residents, I assume.
Yes.
Which is a beautiful country now, everybody says you should go
to Vietnam. The surfing there is amazing. Have you surfed Vietnam, Paige?
Uh-uh.
It's amazing.
You should.
So...
that's how we started talking about it, because the world was changing, like, country by country in different ways.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yeah. You were saying that
Sweden was one of the was the only country in the world now that is completely smoke-free.
That's what it was. And then you said, Australia doesn't allow nicotine pouches anymore.
No, it's France.
France.
They've outlawed nicotine pouches like the Zen and everything else. You could face federal prison and a fine up to like €500,000, which I don't know how much that is.
That's 1.4.
Still too much.
Yeah. Just for having like the... See, it's a different country, because like over here, you know, they don't run advertisements for medicine over there. No. They
don't do it in Canada either.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
But over here, it's big business, and you know, we don't...
Which makes no sense. I can't tell the doctor what he should be prescribing.
Right. Like, it doesn't make sense.
It says ask your doctor.
Ask your doctor
about whatever.
Now, I'm going off of, you know,
Spanocapita.
I'm going off of Madman's doctor visits. It seems like, and this is just my opinion.
Yeah.
This is not you. It seems like your doctor's not really open to other suggestions. Mm-mm. As far as stuff like that goes.
No. And the side effects turns me off. Like, I'm not going
to
take that.
When I've mentioned, like, I used to mention WebMD. AI, he's like, but then again, I can understand why he's anti-AI, because, you know, like, they're saying like AI is going to come after doctors and lawyers, and
don't really know why he tried to dismiss the class action lawsuit against metformin like it didn't really happen, but
that's
a separate issue.
Yeah, that's a good point. But so anyway, in Vietnam, of all places, they made it mandatory. And so just imagine that in this country, if they said you got to have a facial recognition digital ID to do any kind of commerce, to drive a car, to rent a house, to work anywhere, to shop anywhere, you have to have this.
How hard is that to duplicate or for somebody to steal?
Hopefully not.
There's
that
jokes
hard
in there, but we can't do them.
I can't do it.
But after the deadline, they closed 86 million people's bank accounts.
And just froze the money?
Yeah.
Because they didn't do the ID.
They didn't get the ID. 86 million people. I think 300 million population.
This might be more secure than that. I mean, look, how many cards can you replicate, duplicate, steal as far as IDs go?
Yeah, but See, that's like with TSA, they make you, it's about your freedom and your protection, but literally it's your face is your currency, is what it is. And that's too damn close to Mark of the Beast for me.
And so many people look like each other, which would be terrible.
Well, there's the jokes. You know?
Yeah. Plus, what if you get some kind of surgeries? Is that going to mess up?
I know. Like, what if you go get your eyelids lifted or whatever? You got filler put in your upper lip or your bottom lip or whatever.
Yeah, somebody, oof.
But just imagine if that happened in this country.
What if somebody passes away? I don't know how this would work. What if you got their eye or whatever, like in surgery? Like a cadaver surgery? Do you, like, whose information are you working with?
I don't know.
I mean, I know twins that look so much like each other that they can probably confuse.
Are they both trustworthy?
Are they girls?
Yeah, they're girls.
Do you trust them equally?
I don't see them anymore, but I grew up with them. And I know in high school.
Do you ever get them mixed up?
Yeah.
Because I did that with a pair of twins. They I can never tell them apart.
That's what I'm saying. If you had a bad twin and she's using your facial recognition, I'm just thinking.
I know.
That's why they didn't like me, because I never got them, like, you know, I didn't know who was who, ever.
I have, my cousin has twin daughters, and I'm they're in college now, and I still can't. I'll still, like, hey, which one's she's like, and my cousin Lisa, she's like, oh, don't worry, I still do it too. And I'm like, you're crazy.
Like, no, you don't. It's your kid.
Yes, your kid.
Are you Adrian or Kayla? Which one are you?
Oh, that's not their names. Oh, that's yours?
Yeah, yeah. Kayla, yeah. Like, I just had to guess, like,
Yeah, I guess, you know, probably when they were babies, you probably posted notes on the back of their heads.
You dress them the same. You can't. Which one are you, A or B? You know? Yeah.
But if they said that in this country, like, what are y'all saying? Like,
I mean, could you refuse it? I already have a real ID. Like, that should be enough, right?
And I don't know.
Which I've found out those are, you know, easy to copy now, too. So I don't know what makes them so secure.
That's what they'll say, do you not want to protect your bank account and your identification? Yeah. Get the body, the facial scan.
And what if you're in the witness protection agency and you've been scanned and anybody can hack into that?
There again, there's another thing.
Yeah, because they take identities from dead people to recycle for that program.
Well, they let them vote in New York.
See anybody can, right?
They really do. Please, Rise
Guys. They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work. RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Brutally honest music review. Brutally honest music review. Brutally honest music review. Review.
Love that.
Remind me again who made this for us.
Come on, that was Mark King, formerly of Hinder.
Mark King of Hinder. Which, correct me if I'm wrong about this too. Did we not introduce him to his? I
think they met there.
His beautiful wife.
Yes, and they got married. One of our listeners.
Because I remember I was on the boat with Hinder taking them out to the other boat.
Oh, yes. Yes. I was almost decapitated that day. Do you remember?
I remember.
Oh, yeah. You swam up under the prop.
I swam under the boat because there were so many people on the boat. I needed to get on the other side.
It was crazy.
I just swim under it.
Under the prop. Stand by for this.
You stupid bitch.
I deserve it.
Yeah.
The things
I looked
we did.
Up and I saw that thing start to spin. I'm like,
that one.
Good Lord, I'm going to break their boat with my head.
How hard-headed.
Yeah, I'm going to total their boat underneath.
And it was just bizarre because I was talking to him. I go, are you guys ready to play on a boat?
God, when was that? 15 years ago, maybe?
Easily. And then at the end, he jumped off the top of the boat into the water as soon as the concert was over.
Oh,
it was
Austin.
Freaking crazy.
Mr. Winkler.
And luckily, no one drowned that day, and I still got my hair. And that guy's propeller was not bent up.
Everyone was sober.
Because I don't know about the band, but yeah, like everybody else was toasted.
Yes.
Well before the boats left the water.
Yeah. I had on, do you remember that fun story that I needed some last-minute swimming trunks? After the show was over, I needed some swimming trunks. So I just ran down to the Burlington Coat Factory. And I had Fat Albert swimming trunks. I thought it was funny.
Hey.
They have any Coogee? No Carl, can I?
They were all out of Carl Kanai.
He's got a Fat Albert swimming trunk.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Brutally Honest Music Review. That's where we allow you that are artists, musicians, whatnot. It doesn't have to be rock and roll. It can be country. It can be pop. It can be gospel.
We've had even hip-hop.
We've had hip-hop on here before. We've had death metal on here before. We've had birth metal. Is that a thing?
I've never heard of that.
Oh, God, it should be.
Birth metal.
Having a woman scream?
It's
yes. Like, yes. Yes. He's like,
look what you've done to me.
Now breathe. Can't tell if that's Matthew in the toilet or if so-and-so's having a baby.
Who is? You sound like Punisher.
All right, so we're gonna play this music. I haven't done it in well over a year, and this is one of those things where we've just been inundated with, please do this, please do this, please do this. So we're going to do it.
That's a loud whoopee.
We're going to play the song, and the way this would, you think about this, and you're invited to play along at home, although please don't turn the station.
Don't.
But just kind of make some kind of, like, blow the horn, maybe, when you don't like the song. Or
yell your favorite slur.
Yeah, lift up your leg and rip one.
Yeah,
catch the guy in
your
back
bell,
seat.
Whatever you have.
Whatever you want to do. For instance, when I don't like the song, you will hear this. That's my Tibetan bell.
Is it Tibetan bell?
Yes. Run for the border. That's mine.
I'm worried about Fat Boy.
Fat Boy's blowing his up right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he is.
That's quite the job,
it's
isn't
a while.
It? Talk about it.
He's got to blow hard.
Yeah. He's got a blow job in front of him, does he not?
My goodness.
God.
Keep blowing. You got this, boy.
Is that the hardest blow job you've ever had, Fat Boy?
Well, I don't know if it's working.
You're turning purple. Paige.
Yes, sir.
Your sound maker.
Oh, God,
a cowbell. It is a cowbell.
Let's see if I can give you enough right here. Let me put this down.
You know, oddly, none of my cows have bells.
Oh, Jesus.
That was a...
That's a good one.
It's called a cue pillow. Yes. Not really a whoopee, so...
Oh, it's a cue pillow?
I guess that was one out of the front and not the back.
Okay.
No whoopee here today.
Okay.
My butterfly, your gimmick.
Now you got to blow it back up.
Yeah, I know. But I'll save it for
it did sound good.
Paige, who can blow faster, you or him?
Probably him.
Yeah, he's got bigger cheeks. I mean, you think about it, he can take more air into his cheeks than you can.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Like, the slit here is not big enough to...
Well, that's not the first time she's been told that. He's talking to the cue pillow.
Talking to the cue
pillow. Is pink.
I love it. This, you know, I love a good band name. I think it goes... Now, sometimes you'll hear a band name, you're like... That will never work. Like, no one is ever going to wear a T-shirt or buy an album or go to a concert for some band named Limp Bizkit or Pink Floyd or Led Zeppelin. I mean, what does that even mean, guys?
They had some cool shirts. The Grateful Dead. Like, you got tie-dye shirts. Nobody's gonna
rock set. I mean, come on, guys. Wham? What?
What?
Why don't you just name your band Pow? Zoom.
Ouch.
Hurry up. I can't stall long enough.
Go on.
I can play it whenever you want to hear it.
Okay. The name of the band is The Gallbladders.
Oh.
Which, I mean, I don't recall that having
Everybody
been
needs
used
one,
before.
Unless you had it removed.
Butthole's already been taken by Butthole Surfers.
Oh, good band.
Oddly enough, this song is called Monkey Butt. So
Okay. Sit
back and listen to Monkey Butt by The Gallbladders. Sounds like The Simpsons. Oh.
Chicago street lights fade into the evening glow, and everything moves like it's drifting slow. You're laughing like nothing could pull you down, like gravity forgot this whole town. I keep it quiet, but you always know the way I look when I let it show. Like I'm half in a dream, I don't wanna leave. With every little thing you make me believe. Monkey butt,
ask me why
I say it like that. Monkey butt,
you
just denial, I can't take it back.
Round two.
Turn your head.
That's instant death, right? I think that was all three.
Wow. That was all.
Okay.
Had a nice sound to it.
Yeah, good voice, but.
It was so nice that when you say what they're singing about, it's really weird.
Monkey butt?
Yeah.
The chorus was kind of, it caught me. Monkey butt.
Why are you pulling it back up again?
I want to give him one more on the way out. It's like a good one.
You have to play it again if you go to.
I don't want him to pass out.
Monkey butt. Monkey like, what do you? Butt. Does that mean something else? Is that a new drug? Or
I don't know. It's like Special K. Hey man, you got any of that monkey butt?
monkey
you got
butt.
Some horse tranks if you're interested, but no monkey butt.
Oh, you should not have a band at that point.
Monkey butt.
Like that was.
The guitar was Oof. Nice and the voice was good.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've heard worse production. The production wasn't really that bad.
I always think of baboons when you say monkey butt. So,
why they don't have hair on theirs, right?
No, but they walk around with their bottoms.
Oh, real red too, real yeah. red ass.
Yeah, yeah.
So I kept seeing
their honey's clean.
This baboon dancing around to that music, and I'm like, okay, it's all right.
Oh, so you actually see like a monkey doing the butt.
Yeah, twerking monkey.
Yeah, it's too slow for that, though, I think.
Yeah. Na, na, na,
na, monkey butt.
I would advise them to stop. Just to stop having a band.
No, I would just say...
Keep up the good work.
Stay at it. Just yeah. come up with a... You know, I don't know. Hey, guys, can you play that new song by the Gallbladders called Monkey Butt?
I like it.
What's the next song going to be?
Deviated septum. It sounds like I did cocaine.
Giraffe neck.
Well, that's two cocaine references for me today.
Well, will you take a pic? Well, I take a picture.
I take a picture.
Take a picture. And then, you know, the big whoopee. Then I'll blow it for you.
Paige, and then.
Yeah, send it to me.
Then make it like look like he's doing something erotic.
Oh, yeah. We'll pose.
Okay, right, now we'll do one with like you're laughing. All right, now do one like you're just looking off into the distance. God, you look like a R right now.
Oh, ready?
Ridiculous. Monkey butt. All right, Paige, what are you working on in the play?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm going to talk about some jobs that you don't have to do much, but it will make you a lot of money.
Jobs that will make you a lot of money, but you don't have to do much.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about. Hookers.
Right. Yeah, I was trying to guess what it was.
Is it?
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Well, let's begin with
some
this.
Bitch.
I'm going to try to find you a job where you can make a lot of money. You're looking at me like that, and that hurts my feelings.
Boy. It'll be surprising, too.
Give me my
too.
Cash Patel. How's that?
I love it.
God, please. Oh, I said that already. You got to teach his ease to be cross-eyed if he's going to play him.
Is it okay if I do an impression of an Indian?
Well, you are a 20th, so.
Thank you.
You just don't have the
Native
forehead.
Native American.
Okay.
From my ankles down.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. So there was a thread on Reddit. If you still are on there.
Oh, yeah.
I got off of Reddit because they said some mean things about.
Let me tell you, whatever town you live in, they have a Reddit thread.
Oh, yeah, there's a subreddit for your town.
And go look at it. Full of stuff. Oh, yeah, it could. Yeah, there could be some negative stuff in there. But like
if you feel down about yourself.
Read that.
Or you say, God, I feel like I'm walking around like my stuff don't stink. Go look yourself up on there.
Think again.
It'll ground you real good.
You're stinky.
Juicy gossip. Like, I don't know what this 12 disciples thing really means. Let me look into this.
Oh, yes.
Like, all the stuff you'd want to know about your town.
Fatboy's the moderator of We Want Kings.
Oh, no.
It's on Reddit.
Fatboy. All right, so they...
It's called Burger Kings. It's a Burger
well, they
Appreciation
got rid of
thread.
The king then.
Which is stupid, by the way.
I'm surprised.
No, you're the king now.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's like,
you still have to have a mascot, morons.
I know, man. Like,
I can see him protesting. God. Bring the kings back.
KFC got rid of kind of the colonel. I mean, that was kind of stupid, too.
Yeah.
Bring back fake Wendy as well. You know, regular Wendy wasn't really cutting it. But.
And what happens if Chick-fil-A, they get rid of their cows?
Hey, it seems like all these places are trying to get rid of their mascots. If Ronald McDonald didn't have his own house for kids, he'd probably get the boot, too.
Well, they probably feel bad for giving that stuff to most people.
Well, yeah. According to Reddit, here's some threads. Some of the jobs...
Need to make them for adults, too.
...turn out to be...
I would live there.
I'll just go through them. You can boo, praise, or whatever you need to do.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
High glory!
So here we go. Here are some of the most laid-back gigs bringing in the biggest paychecks.
Program director.
OM to you, bitch. Yeah, let me give you one of these real quick. Yeah. Where's it at?
You stupid bitch.
Oh, I wanted Alex.
Oh, you want Alex? I'll give you that one, too.
Wrong one.
50 years
old. What you get?
They're real close to each other.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, he sounds mean when he
thought
says
Stone
that.
Man might have changed him around again.
Oh! It's my bank now.
Let's call back the kid that didn't graduate on Friday and offer him Stone Man's job.
Oh, Braden.
All
it's
right.
Not funny.
Some overnight IT workers make six figures.
Overnight?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean, though? What is an IT worker? Are you maintaining websites? Because, you know, they can Wix and teach people to do that on their own.
The only thing I know is I know somebody who did point of sale for when he was in college for Chevron Company. So, like, if your register goes down at BP or wherever you're working, this person would be on fixing everything so the sales go through.
Everything's automated, right?
Yeah.
I would be worried about AI if I were that guy.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, that's true. I mean.
He's talking about Allen Iverson, though.
Yes.
Oil refinery operators, according to this, earn over $200,000 while mostly monitoring systems.
Boring. Now, if it's the one I'm thinking of, these guys live out on the rig for 2 weeks at a time.
Oh.
Then come back home.
Like, what kind of rig?
Like, out in the middle of the ocean.
Oh.
Oil rig. They fly them out there.
No.
They got nice little cabins and quarters.
God, no.
I think it'd be peaceful.
Yeah, I mean, they're working a lot for 2 weeks, but the pay is nuts.
Mm.
Good.
Is it dangerous, though? Maybe that's why they pay them so.
Hell yeah, you might get hantavirus.
I mean, you might end up like Deepwater Horizon in that situation. But
yeah.
That's the only thing I can
Mark Wahlberg?
Oh, yeah, I remember that movie.
God, what a great movie.
Kirk Russell?
Yeah.
Okay, here's a good one. Corporate travel agents can make up to $90,000 working from home.
What was that again? What job?
Corporate travel agents. So maybe you're just
booking for people?
Booking for people, hotel rooms, flights.
Mm. Yeah, but
yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
this is Mrs. Ellenberg pulling down that much?
No, that's just booking the people that work, right? Like telling them where to go.
Corporations.
So if you work for the corporation, somebody's handling that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's easy work then. You just sending your employees out.
By the way, I was talking to one of your wife's customers the other day that she arranged a vacation for a fat boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he or she said, hey, can I talk to Jeremy? That's fat boy's government name.
It is.
And she said, not right now. He's in the bath with some of his bath bombs. He'll be in there for a while.
Look, I'm a bath bomb influencer, so I got to sample him out. You're supposed to sit on him and then get in the tub.
Oh, really?
That's how you really use a bath bomb.
Oh, so it kind of lifts you up. Like, you become the Alka-Seltzer.
You really do.
Nice.
I usually melt mine before I get in the tub. I just, run the water.
You're supposed to shove it down the slot and just pop in the tub.
Okay.
You want that fizzle back there because that's what's really going to clean you.
Okay.
I've been doing them backwards. I put them between my toes.
Put them in your pouch, too, if you can accommodate
if you're a kangaroo.
One.
Well, see, I like lavender and something to put me to sleep and relax me, so.
Oh.
If you're an uncle,
I have formaldehyde for that.
Oh, nice.
Or not formaldehyde, damn it.
That's to preserve
one.
You.
What's the joke? What do you put on there? They used to use it in movies all the time. They put it on there and put it up to a woman's mouth, say, hey, smell this.
Chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll. Chloroform.
Chloroform. No, that's what the plants make.
Chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll is what plants make.
Chloroform is
knocks women out so you can take advantage of them.
Well, cruise ship
link.
Lecturers can get paid a lot of money to talk about different subjects.
Who?
Jeff Lesbo's Amazon.
Cruise ship lecturer. So if you go, oh, that would be boring. I wouldn't sit through that. I'd be like, aren't we supposed to be out in the sun?
Being that on a cruise ship all the time. Oh,
I knew somebody that worked on a cruise ship, and it was the travel was obviously the same places, but they didn't get much time off. You know, you're always working on that boat.
Was that Captain Steubing?
No, it was Stabbing, his cousin.
Captain Stabbing.
Some guy.
Milk Hunter's daddy.
On this list claims that he made $500,000 a year as a hedge fund programmer, writing pretty basic reports.
Hedge funds, man. That's where these guys make their money.
Yeah.
Ishbia owned the Suns, became a billionaire off hedge funds.
Construction's still big. A construction project manager says he makes $300,000 a year while only doing about 3 hours of real work a day.
It's building data centers.
Yeah, especially now since, you know, the cost of building is way up, or you like to think it is.
I saw Greenwood's getting a data center. Greenwood.
Did you not see the jar of water AOC was holding up from these data centers, people? It's dirty.
Yeah, but
it's not clean.
It takes one person to sell their land.
That's all it takes.
Just takes one person to do it. Yep.
Well, everybody, and lastly, everybody's talking about Sydney Sweeney's wild sex scene on the Euphoria.
Well, I think we have audio.
On Sunday. But people they're speaking out against the whole show, saying that it might backfire on her because she bears all on camera.
How's it going to backfire against her?
Like, this is what she's known for. She is always nude.
Yeah.
So the risk, according to experts, is that when the public conversation focuses on the sexual aspects of the role than the performance, the same work that made her daring and getting more stuff could cause her to not get casted for other things.
She's got to be, what, 30? Close to 30?
Really?
I think she is.
Wow.
Now she's got natural breast. So you figure you got to take advantage of that while you can, because that might turn out a different situation in like 10 years.
She's 28, yeah.
So you're in your booby prime, knocker prime.
When is booby prime?
It's got to be like mid-20s to some ladies, late 30s, right? You might have a big window. She might have a big window.
Yeah, but who was the lady?
Depending on how you treat them.
Tom Cruise used to date her years ago, and she did a topless movie, and it's like, wow, I never realized her breasts were that big.
God, who was it?
He dated her really early on before.
Dang it. Morgana, the...
Oh, God. Mimi Rogers.
Oh, yeah. That's a, yeah.
She did a topless scene in the movie. I'm like, good Lord. But I'd never realized him.
Now, some women who have big ones that don't want people to know, or they're for some reason ashamed of them, they'll wear these minimizer bras. They'll try to wear two or three sports bras. And when you push them down,
it looks like one big boob, though.
Yeah, you're messing them up.
Yeah.
And don't run either if you got big ones. That's going to mess them up.
What do you mean, don't run?
Don't run.
Don't jog?
Yeah, don't. It's going to mess them up. You're going
to
mess with the
hang. You have to do cardio. I mean, can't you do it on a treadmill?
If you want nice jugs that don't hang, I mean like too big, which I don't mind hangers, to be honest with you, but don't run.
According to Gemini, not the American Gladiator, but Google, there's no single prime age for women's breasts. However, breasts are typically at their fullest and firmest at a woman's late teens to her early 30s.
Well, then, you know.
Okay, so they shifted the window 10 years the other way.
But then if you have a baby and you nurse.
Yeah, don't let them do that either.
Why? That's what they're for.
That will.
That's why you have boobies, is to take care of babies, people.
It will elasticize your nipples too much. You know, they will not get back to form. They look like long erasers.
Stop. I can't.
That's why you can't let them breastfeed for too long. You got to get them on that bottle eventually.
If the nipple's too big, they can't breastfeed anyway. I mean, come on.
That's what boobies are for. Babies.
Oh. Better have a kid with a big mouth.
Why do men have them then?
Yeah.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.